FM, USA 8. We'll be back right after this break.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Have you ever considered giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, life could be a lot more simple. Visit your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach and Ubley, or Deb Croswick in Unionville. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Ubley and Deb Croswick of Unionville are here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 or Deb Croswick in Unionville at 674-8617.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School where we're getting ready to start the second quarter. Both teams are coming out onto the floor here. Harbor Beach with the lead, 10-8 over USA, and they're going to start out this quarter with the ball here, Mary Lee.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's not what I expected. USA is doing a fantastic job. They've got a great game plan. Harbor Beach is having a tough time finding shots, but Sean Farns finds it again.
This time from the same side of the court, they were caught today, making it 13-8.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to have a quick timeout here. And we'll be back right after this message.
Hello, you're on the air with Miss Know-It-All.
Boy, I sure hope you can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for, built on trust, plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School. A quick time out there. Obviously, the coaching staff from USA was not happy that Sorensen hit another one here, and I think we're going to see an adjustment made. Anytime you see him behind the three-point line here, you're going to want to make sure where he's at.
Yeah. You know, that matchup zone, that's where it gets you in a little bit of trouble, because with three shooting guards on Harbor Beach's team, you got to check them all.
And USA here with the ball now. Brings it around the corner over there to Kyle Fletcher. He gets it back. They try to get it inside. Gangler, he gets thrown down to the floor. The ball goes out. Saved by Harbor Beach, but it goes right into hands of McClair. He pulls up to the free throw line, takes the shot. No good. Tipped out to by Holland. And did the officials see that? And they're going to stick with the Harbor Beach call. Good call there by the officials.
Both teams pretty even on turnovers and on the board. They're both knowing that those are two keys to the game.
So what do we got for the board so far, Mary Lee?
It looks like about 6-5 on the board.
And you can mark a turnover there for Harbor Beach. Somebody was cutting when they should have been moving, so Grakovic threw it out of bounds there.
Four turnovers for the Pirates and three for USA.
McBrayer brings it across the timeline. He gets it to Kyle Fletcher on the left side. Now he gives it back to McBrayer. Over to the right side to Comer. Comer back to McBrayer. McBrayer to Fletcher, tries to get it inside of your tank to Gangler. And it was tipped off with the hands there. Fletcher just couldn't hang on to it. And now we're going to see Botello quickly checking back in, I believe, for Fletcher.
Yep. I'll tell you what, they have both Gangler and Holland in there, and that's going to be really tough for the Pirates to get there. Two of those guys at the same time.
It's a different look. We didn't see that much the other night against the Lakers.
That is going to be some interesting
boom. Coombs is on the floor, Grakovic is on the floor, Siemens on the floor, Kraft and Sorensen. And for USA, we got Comer, McBrayer, Botello, Holland, and Gangler.
Yeah.
Siemens shoots up over Holland behind the three, no good. Long rebound, tipped around, it comes out to Kraft. He hands it off to Grakovic for three, no good. Long rebound again. Uh-huh. This time, it's going to come down with McBrayer, but Sorensen tried to tip it away, and he bodied him.
McBrayer had great position. He was inside on that.
And that was a good try there by Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach goes up and tries to do a lot of tipping, and that particular time they just got the body on it. So that's going to be their third foul. First one for Sorensen. Now subbing in for Harbor Beach is going to be number 32. Dustin Mazur comes back in, and he came in for Jordan. Boom, boom. Yep. And here comes the press. USA has no problem. They get it to Holland in the middle. Now he hands it back off to McBrayer across the timeline. Covered at the top by Gerkovic. He goes to the right side. Now he feeds it inside to Gangler. Gangler's player there, covered there. They get it back outside.
3 second call on the big guy, but I think he got out.
Now they get it to the left side to Comer. Holland comes out behind the three-point line down on the baseline. He gives it back at the top to McBrayer. Holland cuts to his favorite spot. Turns and makes the jump shot there. It's no good. It rims out. Rebound control, Harbor Beach. Kraft brings it up the right side. Now the top to Sorensen. Sorensen looks to drive, but he can't. Kobe tries to skip it inside to a Missouri, but Missouri just couldn't hang on to that powerhouse. That was a little bit too hard to feed that down into the post.
Too much heat on that pass.
Another turnover there. Now we got some substitutions coming in for Harbor Beach.
It's going to be Ginter in for Gerkovic.
And number five comes in. Nick Fletcher comes in for Comer. Gangler comes out, and
Dan Ritz for Gangler.
So we went back to the USA's four guards, one post.
Yep.
And up the court, 5:48. USA Patriots come. Dan Rick at the top of the key, guarded there tightly by Kraft. He works it down to the right side. Now he makes a move around Kraft, throws it back to a wide-open Fletcher for three. No good. Rebound there by Seaman. Seaman pushes it up the court. So wide-open Ginter. Ginter gets double-teamed. He can't get the shot off. A great play by Fletcher to get back there and block that shot.
Great job.
Deflect that shot, as
he had to change up what he was doing.
Now Fletcher gets the ball, bounce passes it down low to Rick. Back to McBrayer, feeds it inside to Holland up in the air. Holland can't get it to fall. Harbor Beach tips it out, but it's chased down there by Fletcher.
Right. Smart. I mean, I, you know, they're trying the volleyball move, trying to get the deflections and get.
This time McBrayer feeds it into Holland, who had his man sealed, but he had to go out and get a bad pass, so he lost that seal. Now they swing it to the top to Rick, down the corner to Botello on the right side. Now he backhands into Holland, quickly back out to Fletcher in the corner. Fletcher looks to penetrate. He gets wide open, but he can't get it to fall on the layup. Seaman gets it down. He gets it to Kraft. Sorensen feeling the groove. Top of the key, three. No good. Holland jumps up, brings that down. He gets up over the rim nicely, too.
Man.
Kim and Leifrand can get up there above that rim and grab that ball. Holland's taking it on the floor to the right side.
In there.
And he lays it up and in.
Got that ball at the free throw line. One dribble, and he was to the hoop.
13-10, Harbor Beach with the lead over the USA Patriots and the ball. At the top of the key now is Kraft. He gets to the right side to Ginter. Ginter tries to go baseline, but he's forced back out. He brings it back to top to Kraft at the free throw line. 4:08 to go in the first half. Harbor Beach with the lead, 13-10. We're going to have a timeout here by Harbor Beach. It's going to be a 30. We'll be back right after this break.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, and our fine stat girl, Flojo, here just gave an interesting fact. All 10 points have come by Jake Holland here inside, so we have yet to see the guards. We really haven't seen them. They've taken a couple threes, but not as many as we've seen USA take in the past.
Right, and I think the guard defense on the top is stifling them, plus the fact that they're not fronting the big guy.
Right, and there's no reason for Gainsforth and his staff to change up the inside game right now. They're only down by three. It's working for them.
Harbor Beach 13, Jake Holland 10.
Yeah, so... And, you know, I actually got to say, on the other side, I pretty much think Sorensen's the only one that scored other than Eli Kraft made one basket. So it's the Sorensen-Holland show right now.
These seniors are doing what they're supposed to do when they're seniors.
Now we got the substitution squared away here on regular whether somebody came in too soon there in the timeout. Harbor Beach with the ball. Seaman gets it at the free throw line, but he can't get it to fall. Holland gets the rebound. It's just not rolling down in right now for Harbor Beach like we've seen all week long.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, McBrayer almost traveled there, but he got it a skip pass to Botello. Now he gets it back after he gets himself reset. Back to Botello in front of the Harbor Beach nut. They give it to Holland at the free throw line extended. Hand off to the Kyle Fletcher. Nick Fletcher, I'm sorry, is in the game. Skip pass back to Fletcher down in the corner to Rick. Rick's going to take a three. It's long. Long rebound chase down there by McBrayer. McBrayer gets it to the top to Fletcher. Out of Holland, up to the top. covered by your COVID. You can take that three.